Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Broken Earth. This is Bill. Tonight's show is all about mysteries of the earth, forbidden secrets, and if you've got anything that you'd like to share with us today, please give us a call. Unfortunately, I've got a technical problem and I can't see the phone number, so I'll have to give it to you again after the next song, but sit back, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
everybody. It's Nunu. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. To give us a call us at 347-215-8421. Today's show, as Mr. Bill has stated, is about forbidden secrets, forbidden knowledge, earth mysteries, things that they want us to not know about, or things that we may not even believe to be real. What else? How else would you define that stuff, Mr. Bill?
Well, I guess it covers a hell of a lot of things. When we talk about earth mysteries, there's a lot of mysteries out there. Everybody has their own mysterious story, which will probably stay a mystery to them until they leave this body, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just a vague kind of heading, really, because it covers a lot of things, but there's a lot of mysteries out there, a lot of secrets, which some people are trying to get out into the general population. And some people are getting suddenly disappearing, or suddenly committing suicide, or being in accidents when they try and get this information out. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. And what if they just are so, like, distraught with what they've learned that they just don't feel like they can go on anymore? What if that's why it happens?
I don't know, but one of the sticks out of mind is somebody called Phil Schneider, who was who did geological work in that for creating underground bases. I won't go into it in too much detail, but
he probably shouldn't.
He was talking about basically, you can look it up, Phil Schneider. He's got some lectures on YouTube. They actually, when they were drilling, they actually drilled into another underground base, which was supposedly inhabited by grey aliens. Anyway, something happened. Crazy things happened. He lost pretty much all of his fingers on one hand. So he only had, I think he only had like a thumb and his little finger left over. Anyway, he was doing lectures.
He's hanging 10.
What, sorry?
He's hanging 10. Or he's talking on the phone.
That's not very nice, is it? Anyway, he was killed a few years ago. But they reckoned that he strangled himself with something, a piece of hose. And with him having a little mobility in his hand, he wouldn't have been able to do that. I think he owned a gun as well. So why would someone go to such difficulty to, if they were going to kill themselves, to use a piece of pipe and strangle themselves with it when they owned a gun? And you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just ludicrous, some of these things. I mean, you know, but anyway, not to start the show off on a downer, we watched Cabin in the Woods the other day. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good film.
Wow, it was awesome. It was, I'm serious, if anyone loves Angel and Buffy, because Joss Whedon was the person behind this movie too, it kind of leaves you, especially the way that Angel left off, with the way Wolfram and Hart was handled, the way this movie is, it makes you kind of, it's a good movie if you're, you know, a Buffy file, so.
That was good, yeah. Another thing, this week is, well, actually, before I mention that, because obviously it's the presidential elections. When's the final night? When is the results?
Well, when I did a reading about it, because it's supposed to be today,
right.
The reading that I got, seem like it may be a little delayed. I really hope not. I so hope not. Gosh, I hope not.
Either result, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people out there.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of miserable people no matter what way it...
Well, the thing is, you've got these two people. Apparently, it's... Is it like 90 million Americans haven't voted?
I don't know. I've been literally not paying any attention to that because it's just, it's heartbreaking, and there's been a lot of friendships ruined because of, I mean, a lot more friendships ruined than really should be, you know.
Yeah.
And but because it's I mean, this particular, this, I mean, every election is oh, it's a big deal, but this particular one is really important because you have it's such extremes. And I mean, you have one person who has literally gone to the extremes to offend and terrify people, and then, you know, and then you have people that are actually pumping up and promoting it. And so, I mean, it's just a bad,
well, there's a video going around at the moment. Obama, what's the name of the video? I can't remember it now, but it just shows you what he was promising in 2008. He's going to halve the national debt or whatever. I only watched it today in work briefly. And it just shows you how it's actually, he's actually done worse than George Bush with the getting us into debt. I mean, what he did in like 4 years, he's managed to do in 1 year. 1 year's damage to the...
I don't know what's true.
There's a video out there for it.
I'll have
a look in a bit, see what. But
you got to remember that the stuff that they throw us, the bones that they throw us to fight over, the scraps that they throw us to fight over, these are things that they throw us to toss about to keep us distracted from what's really going on. So just, you know, it's, but no matter what, you know, you're going to have conflict no matter what. But what it boils down to is just, you know, today's the last day to try to do anything about it or just to voice your opinion. But, you know, I honestly believe that they already have decided who's going to be president. They just want the sideshow for the people to be able to, because we as people, not necessarily myself, but I'm going to say we because we're people. We love this. We love the conflict. We love the sideshow. We love the freak show, and they have to give it to us. And so here we go taking it and doing whatever and fighting over the scraps, like I said. But when it boils down to it, they already know who our leader is going to be, and it's going to be one of the two. And so we either get to dream and hope and wish, or we get to go back into a position of being, you know, abused, treat it like abused people. So, well, but anyway.
Well, the thing is, you've got like, you only got two choices here, and people don't want to choose either of them. Well, so what do you do? Not vote? I mean, if it was me, well, see, I would have been supporting Ron Paul from what I've seen, you know. But me, with me being way over here in the UK, you know, I may have only seen half the picture, but from what he was saying, you know, he seemed like a good person to support. And there's some strange reason that the news wasn't publishing how many votes he got, or, you know, and he didn't get through. But, you know, I don't think there's going to be any change with Obama. And I'm concerned because of all that information that was released about Mitt Romney. You pointed me to about where is all his spends go to, and what was it? Some stupid things like, what was he doing?
I don't know if that was real or not.
Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me.
I know, but it was just basically parties and men's wigs and,
yeah,
and just other
bondage
things. Bondage. But, you know, when you see something like that, you're like, oh, my gosh, did you see that? And then they were saying something about how he only really paid, like, $400 in taxes.
Yeah.
And it's probably true. The thing is, even though it's something that's in jest, it's probably really, really true. So, But, you know, regardless, you've got hopes and dreams, like I said, on one side. You have something idealistic and hopeful and on one side, and people that really are actually getting help, and children who are actually being able to stay on their parents' insurance past the age of 18 versus, you know, the schoolyard bully type of mentality that's going to push your face in the dirt and make you and like, you know, spit in your mouth. And a lot of people want to be friends with the bully. And that's just something that is, it's kind of like Stockholm syndrome. But anyway, let's play
I'll
a song
you.
and what were you going to say? And then
I was
we'll
going
to
say, I tell you who isn't getting help and support, the victims of Hurricane Sandy. A lot of people out there where they're not receiving any food, they're not getting any help, you know, don't understand.
Well, you know.
Well, this show really sucks. I feel really depressed now.
Anyway, we're going to play a song. We're going to change the mood up.
It better be uplifting.
It is going to be uplifting.
It's not a song by Radiohead.
It's going to be something so sad and depressing. Now it's going to be uplifting, and we're going to listen to an awesome song, and then we're going to come back and exchange some words, and then we're going to take a caller. We're going to talk with the caller on 919. So we see you guys out there. There's people that are calling and hanging up and calling, and but we'll get to you. You know, we got 2 hours. And if you have any awesome stories to share, we want to hear your awesome stories. If you have updates from any past readings, that's cool too. If you have any other thing that you want to talk about, that's totally fine as well. But remember, the topic, try to stay on topic. Our topic is about mysteries of the earth. We'll see. Hold on just a moment. Let me find something that's nice and upbeat. So people will be like, yeah. There's a lot of things here that are kind of like, they get you, they're kind of moody. They get you in moods. Here's something. Oh, I like this one. Okay, we'll be right back. Everybody, this is Broken Earth. If you want to give us a call, remember, the number is 347-215-8421. This is Nunu and Bill.
Where you're headed. We just ride and see. My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
We're back. This is Broken Earth. This is Nunu and Bill. Okay, let's get on a more awesome path of conversation.
Okay, maybe I should stop talking, then things will be just fine.
Yeah, probably. I've been saying that for the past few years, though, and it hasn't happened.
See ya.
I like your smile.
It's upside down at the moment.
It is not. Because your cheeks. Oh, now it is. It's an actor.
So what's going on? What are we doing?
Okay, let's take a call, and then we'll come back and chat about some kind of cryptozoology.
What's that?
It's like hidden animals, animals that are kind of secret and hidden. Or we could talk about
like bats. They come out at night.
But so do the freaks.
All right.
The sheets come out at night. The sheets come out at night. No? Okay.
No.
All right. Caller at 919. This is Broken Earth. This is, and you're talking to Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. My name is Rebecca. You had done a reading for me, I guess, back in the beginning of September, and about a relationship. And it came to be.
Mm-hmm.
We did start talking and all of that. And I was wondering if you see us reconnecting in a relationship again.
What's his name?
Todd.
His name is Todd. So share with me, just because I want to listen. I want to listen to something here. Share with me. What happened with you guys back in September, or back when you guys connected?
Well, we had been broken up since April, and we'd been together like 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we had talked on and off some, and then it was kind of cut off, and we just started, you know, he would take my phone call, and we'd start talking and just talk, you know, for hours, kind of avoiding everything, you know, the topic of what happened. And,
okay. And when was the last time that you spoke with Todd?
Well, we texted some yesterday.
Okay. So you guys have really just been keeping it conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't, he did try to see me kind of before we spoke, and this is actually kind of what got him mad. He was trying to see me saying he needed to get something from me, and I avoided it, and then I didn't hear from him for a while. And then September, we've talked.
Okay, so it's been going on like this for basically a little over a month.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. What I'm seeing here is, you know, and I'm gonna talk about this in a big picture. Okay.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is that this split has been kind of a very long pause. So long that it makes you feel like everything is just really stopped, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing that he does care about you, but what I am seeing is that you guys have hit some sort of wall. And the thing is, I'm seeing Todd looking at you and knowing that there's something that ultimately you want. There's a path that you aspire to walk down. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, what the thing is that in this truth, will he decide he wants to take that walk with you, or that he'd rather be alone? Because I want you to understand something. This is a situation where it's not about, will I go out and just find a new person? It's about, do I want to actually change my life?
Yeah.
And with that being said, what I'm seeing is over the next, maybe it's about 2 weeks, maybe a little more, okay? Where he's flipping and flopping, and he probably isn't even flipping and flopping with you. He's just flipping and flopping with himself because he knows he cannot engage in this unless he's really going to do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some days where I'm seeing that he just really is like, you know what, it's going to happen. And then other days where he's just like, well, maybe I'll just stay in the bed. I mean, literally, I'm talking about somebody who he's got to decide whether or not he really wants to do some work. You know, so
yeah.
At the end of all of this, what our guides are saying is for you to focus on justice, you to focus on balance, him to understand that, it's not so horrible. I'm anticipating the change. I'm actually anticipating him saying, okay, we're going to do this. But the problem is. And I'm going to tell you something that's a little negative, but I'm going to tell you in a positive way. What I'm seeing is him surrendering, him saying, okay, fine, I'll do it. But it's like, that's not the attitude to have, buddy. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
That's how he is. You know, that's the type of, go on, dear. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Go on.
No, but this is actually very interesting because he feels that I am my truth, but he knows it, but I was willing to continue as we were. But there must be a part of him where I know he's fighting and all, but he really, knows that maybe this is about a whole balance thing, like you
right.
said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I always blame him, but I think I'm just as... I've played a certain role and let it be tipped one way and not the
right.
other.
Right. You know, people have different issues. They have, some people jump into relationships immediately, like we're in love and we're going to do this. And then they reach a place where the momentum is gone and they feel kind of burnt out and they just are looking at the situation going, okay, maybe we should just try to be friends. Maybe we should just try to see if we even like each other. Maybe we need to see what it is that we really got going on. You know what I mean? And some people start differently. They're friends, and then they go into it. And either way, you're just basically dealing with, incorporating reality, okay? So what I'm seeing here is, I really do see that you guys were in a relationship for a very long time and promises were made and there's been habits formed around each other and you don't really want to live without each other, but you just are not really sure of where to go. And so the thing is, and this is the epiphany that we predict he makes, but it's hard to time epiphanies, isn't it? Is that, okay. I said, it's really hard to time an epiphany.
Yeah.
But basically, it's about him coming to that place where he realizes that there is a balance and it's okay. It's okay to sometimes do stuff for you, sometimes to do stuff together, sometimes to do stuff for just himself. You know what I mean? It's about realizing that just like if anybody's trying to lose weight, we have to come to terms with the fact that this is a life change. It's a life experience. It's not just something that you do for a little bit until it's time to go back to cookies and cake. You know what I mean? This is the balance that I see him trying to incorporate. And I actually, believe it or not, really do see him being able to get there, because he doesn't want to have you not in his life. And remember, it's not about going out and finding a new girl. It's just about, you know, it's
well,
about actually being in a relationship. Well, you know, a lot of guys do. A lot of guys do that. And unfortunately, they're ruining lives, you know,
yeah.
in their path, because they're hooking up with these people and giving them all these hope and then leave them in their dirt or in their dust, rather, because it's like, you know, I really wasn't going to do anything. I just wanted to see what you were like. You know what I mean? So remember, the women are not the issue. The women are a symptom of a bigger disease.
Yeah, he just sees it as almost like losing his freedom or something.
That's exactly what it is. It's loss of being able to do what he wants to do. And he doesn't have to lose what he wants to do. He just has to, you know. It's a weird thing. But a lot of it also depends on the recipe between people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I said, I do see him being able to come to that place.
Okay.
Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, thanks. Not at this moment in time, thanks.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I just wanted to see if Bill wanted to say something.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, relationships should be, you know, it's partnership. No one should be losing anything. People should be
gaining,
you know, working with each other and growing with each other and all of that.
And I do understand how some people get swallowed in relationships. I do understand how some people feel like they've lost who they are in something. But, you know, I really, the thing is, we're always trying to connect. We're always trying to connect to something. And you can wander around and you can go back to the pound, like I call it, and get a new puppy and get some new puppy love. But the thing is, when it comes down to it, that puppy always grows into a dog. And so you're going to always be sitting there looking at, you know, the fact that, you know, you're dealing with a human being and not just a fantasy. And so you can keep on going back to the pound and getting a puppy if you want to, and then leaving it out there. You know, to fend for itself after you've just basically, you know, made it think it has a home. Or you can keep taking them back to the pound and then ruin them. You know what I mean? Or you can just deal with the dog that you got and realize that the transcendence in a relationship is not just everybody doing it at the same time. So, you know, I do get it. I mean, I have a brother. And I do know that one of the fears that all women have is that somebody's going to be pushing their life on the men they love, their brothers and their daddies and whatever, their sons. But the thing is, it's like, you know, it's not always like that. And sometimes you do meet someone that just wants everyone to have some happiness. And you know, essentially, if we just focus on goals together, then you'll meet someone that's going to meet you halfway. All right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, dear. It's been good talking to you, and thanks for listening.
Can you keep me on so I can listen?
Of course, dear. Of course. Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, dear. There you go. So we have a couple more callers in line. We are going to be taking the call from 609 in a moment. But is there a creature that you wanted to talk about?
Besides myself? Well, before, I mean, I wanted to talk about a couple of things before we went on to that.
Okay.
With this past week, I noticed one of those stars that seems to flicker from red, green, blue, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I don't know whether any of the listeners have experienced these before, but I got my video camera out anyway and recorded it for a bit and managed to zoom into it. You could see it changing from different colours. I was listening to somebody called George Green, who's a very interesting person, and he said they are not stars. Some people have tried to pass it off as something to do with the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
making it look like these. But that's a mystery to me. It's you know, I mean, I've seen them before, not really thought about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that's
mm-hmm.
interesting, but when I was looking, because of the fireworks are on, and it wasn't a firework.
you saw it while fireworks were going off. What?
Yeah. And yeah, well, it's just a mystery to me at this moment in time until I find some more information about it. But I'm sure there's other people out there who've seen these things. So, but animals, cryptozoology. Well, what have you been reading about today?
Well, there's, you know, everybody, of course, has heard about, you know, Bigfoot and like the Loch Ness Monster and stuff like that. So I figured I would try to see about something else. Now, one of the ones that people have heard of because of, you know, there's a hockey team named after it is the New Jersey Devil, the Jersey Devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so since about the 1700s, there have been like literally thousands of reported sightings of, but I mean, it is in New Jersey, so you don't know how seriously you can take it, but of a kangaroo-like creature, and it's in the Jersey Pinelands in the forest. And Jersey is the Garden State, so there's a whole lot of greenery around there, believe it or not. You know, people who've only seen New Jersey as the Sopranos, you know, would be really surprised to see really just actually how beautiful New Jersey is when you actually get into the state. But anyway, this creature is a kind of like a kangaroo with the head of a dog, and it has wings like a bat, and it has a horn and a forked tail. Well, actually, it has horns and a forked tail. And it's said to prowl through the marshes, the marshes of southern New Jersey, and it scares people with its appearance. And there are a lot of stories about the creature's origins, but the most commonly accepted is that in 1735, there was a woman named Mother Leeds who had 12 kids, and she stated that she gave birth to another child, and it would be the devil. And when her 13th child was born, it became the Jersey Devil, and then it killed its mother, and it flew screaming into the woods. So that's not actually, you know, it's got some, you know, stuff to it. But anyway, to this day, the people near the Pinelands have reported hearing the devil screams late at night. But other people, the skeptics, say that the creature is nothing more than a story created by those crazy British settlers.
Well, I remember that was one of the Jersey Devil was one of the things that stuck with me when I was younger, because, you know, it was one of the things that scared me, because I heard somebody's report of it and what it looked like when it was stood out on the, like, their shed or something, you know, and they saw it with the strange legs and wings and like you've described, you know. I remember reading about it because I remember having a World Mysteries book from pretty much as young as, you know, I was able to read or pick it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about all these things, and that's the Jersey Devil's one of the things that stuck out in my mind. One of the other ones I found interesting was the Michigan Dogman, which I've heard some stories about. It. One of them was on Coast to Coast, which sounded scary. What one of the videos that intrigues me the most is the Gable film of the Michigan Dogman. As far as I can recall, I don't know how much truth is in it, but somebody found it at like a yard sale or something. It's a roll of film. It's called Gable Case. You know, like it sounds like it belongs to some sort of investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, this person bought it, took it home, and it shows you like his, it looks like it's from the 70s or something, 80s maybe, of it's like his holiday footage, snowmobiles, and it looks genuine because it's an old snowmobile and it looks like it's from the time it's supposed to be. And then towards the end of the tape, it looks like this, you can have a look on YouTube, by the way, for this.
Okay.
You put in Michigan Dogman Gable film, full film. It should show you the full tape that was recorded just with the beginning of it. The majority of it's just his sightseeing around the area and the snow and that. But at the end, it looks like there's this gorilla-looking thing, like sat hunched over nearby, and he's trying to find it. Trying to film it, and the next thing you know, it turns around and gets up and starts running towards him. And look, the way it moves. I mean, it looks a bit like a gorilla, but it doesn't at the same time. The way it runs towards
You're
him,
right.
It looks like a gorilla crossed with a dog or something. It's really strange. And then you see him running, and the next thing you know, he falls over and you see these teeth at the camera. But you need to check that out.
It's the Michigan Dog Man.
Yeah.
I've got to check that out. And so do our listeners. They need to check that out too. Something to be in your basement when you're going down there just to pick up. You know, you're going down to the basement freezer because you want to get a chicken out. Look out for the Michigan Dog Man.
Make sure you take your video camera.
Or your phone. So you can videotape it while it's eating you.
There's, in that Mysteries book I had when I was younger, there was all kinds of stuff in there, like spontaneous human combustion.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to talk about that, too. I had that. I don't know if I had that book, but I did have, like, a book that was about coincidences and just weird things that have happened. But, yeah, spontaneous combustion was one of them. And it told all these stories about, you know, different people that have experienced the spontaneous combustion.
Some people said it was related to drinking too much brandy.
Yeah. Some people said that, too.
Or wearing nylon pants and shuffling your feet across the floor. Talking about coincidences, I saw something a few years ago. And basically, there was a man walking past. He had a day off from work or something. And he was walking past the phone box and it started ringing. So he thought, right, okay, well, I'll pick it up. And it was like, hello. And she was like, oh, hi, Dave. Yeah, I was just phoning you regard to work, your payroll, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, how did you get this number? Because it was somebody from his work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you on about? I called your number. I was like, no, you've called the phone box that I'm walking past at this moment. And it figured out that what she'd done, rather than type his phone number, she typed into the phone his payroll number, which happened to be the phone box that he was walking past at that very moment on his day off.
Yeah, I remember that story. Did they find you?
What?
The cop?
No. Sorry, did you have something to say?
No, I was just saying that I wish I could remember. There's another coincidence that I remember reading about, but it was like it's something kind of similar, but it was a woman, and like, I mean, it's just finding her twin or something. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
Different coincidences that people have reported. You know, the way that, you know, wires have been crossed or things have happened for people to actually get to, you know, wherever they're trying to get to.
With regards to the Loch Ness Monster that you mentioned briefly, that I'm kind of on the fence about that because I've not seen a massive amount of evidence with regards to the Loch Ness Monster. There was a footage from a couple of years ago of some people who were actually looking for Loch Ness Monster,
mm-hmm.
and during they were just talking on the boat, and there's something does swim past, like underneath the boat, and that. But they have done like a full scan of the bed of Loch Ness, and I don't think they really found anything. And not only that, they don't think there's enough food to support something of that size.
Right.
You know, enough fish and that.
No, you're probably right. You've got to eat something.
Of course, there's a way to get through to the sea, which they believe there might be that way. So, but I don't know. I'm still unsure about that. But yeah.
Wow.
I've got something to read out in a bit. Whenever you're ready, you'll let me know. Well, a couple of different things, actually. One of them's about parallel universes.
Oh, that's cool. I want to hear that one.
There's some unusual artifacts, so you let me know when you're ready to hear about either of them, and I'll...
We'll do it. Okay, before we take a call, though, and we're going to take the caller at 609, we're going to take another break and let everybody get a little situated, grab a drink if you need to, and we'll be back. And remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
In your face, what would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take this anymore? What would you do?
Nothing seems
killing me, killing me. All I want to was you.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Hi, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu and Bill. I want to remind everyone of the number to call when you need to talk. If you have any stories to share, or if you wanted to call in to share an update, or just, you know, check on something real briefly in your life, the number to call is 347-215-8421. I also want to steer everyone to our Facebook page. It is Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. Very simple. But we're looking to try to bump up the numbers. So like us on your Facebook. And we'll be doing a drawing for a 30-minute free reading when we get 250 fans. So we were trying to see how fast we could get them. But right now, we just kind of figure we just need to see, we just need to get some. We have some. We got some numbers, but we're trying to get 250. So remember to go to Facebook, the Broken Earth Radio Show, and like us there. And if you want to get in touch with us outside of the show, you can get in touch with us at the Broken Earth page, Psychic Nunu, or if you wanted to talk with Bill, you can talk to him on either one of those pages too, but also BillDoyle@live.com. Is there something you wanted to say before we take a caller?
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
Oh, thank you. 609, this is Nunu. How can I help you today?
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
I live right down the street from where the Jersey Devil was born.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
No relation, I hope.
No, it's Leeds Road, and there's a lot of roads named after him, but I haven't heard it, so the creature or whatever.
You have not heard the screaming?
No,
well, thank
yet.
Goodness you have not heard that.
It might be me screaming.
It could be. You know, yelling at kids. You're telling people to get out of, you know, to stop being so loud and get out of your yard. Who are we talking to? What, do I have your name?
Desiree.
Desiree. Okay, well, it really is a treat. It's very much a treat to be able to speak with you. But share with us what's going on with you.
There's a problem, a bank made a mistake, and I was wondering if it's going to resolve itself.
Okay, the bank has made an error, and it was not in your favor.
No, never is. Never is.
I'm going to tell you, I've had a bank error in my favor one time. And I'm going to admit it on air because it's been so long. But actually, I had cashed my check. And I had asked for, certain money in certain denominations. So when, I know you're supposed to sit there and count your money. I know you're supposed to sit there and count your money, but my sister was like, "You gonna count it?" And I was like, "Whatever." And we left, and the guy had given me my paycheck plus a wad of $5 bills.
And you kept it.
Well, I was like, we need to turn around. But she wasn't turning around. She just wasn't doing that, and not only that, but she headed over to the steakhouse.
Yes.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I got $50 too much one time, and honest me, I gave it back because I didn't want to get the teller in trouble or something. I don't know, but
well, I know. It's been, I was like, you know, what if, but it's, this is a very, very, very long time ago.
Hey, well, you had a good steak dinner. I ended up with nothing and not even a thank you, so.
Well, you know, there is a happy ending to this story. Not only did we have steak dinners, but that teller was still there, so, you know.
See? I was the stupid one.
Well, maybe not. Okay, yes, it's going to get fixed, my darling. It's going to get fixed, and it actually looks like it's supposed to be fixed over the next few days. It actually looks like it's supposed to be fixed tomorrow, okay? But it could be, you know, it could be a little bit longer than that, but it does look like it's going to get fixed. It does.
How about my financial situation? Do you see that getting better?
I'm going to tell you some good things, but I'm also going to tell you some realistic things.
Okay.
I am seeing December be pretty good, and I'm also seeing February be pretty good. But what I'm really seeing is that you're dealing with more of like a, is this month okay? Is this week okay? I mean, that's what you're kind of dealing with. But the month of December actually does look like it tidies up pretty well, and so does the month of January. And I am seeing that you should be able, if there's anything that you're trying, if there's any place where you're trying to go, any trips you're trying to take, I actually do see you being able to go somewhere around February, May time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
I got to get some money, but as soon as I do, I'll be going.
I understand what you mean. But you know what? This January thing, it could, it, you know, because this looks so positive, it could be you filing your taxes really early. You know what I mean?
I think with this problem, they screwed me up so many times. This is 4 years, and I think I have like a little suit going. I'm hoping that it goes into my favor when they see all the mistakes that they made with me.
Right.
So I'm hoping maybe that comes in January or February.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, I don't know.
The thing is, it looks like I said, I mean, you know, right now I have a seeker of truth. And then after they see the truth, I see the Queen of Coins. And it's literally one phase to the next. So when I tell you it looks like it could literally be tomorrow or the next few days, I mean, even if that means that it's just next month, your guides are telling you just hold tight. It's going to get fixed. And it really is going to get fixed. That's the thing. It is going to get fixed. So
It's going to aggravate me until it does, right?
Right. But it is going to get fixed. It's getting resolved.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
You were great.
You hang in there, okay?
I will, and you too. Have a
thank
good day.
Thanks, Desiree. You too.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So share with us your story about the other dimensions or the alternate realities or worlds.
You might want to sit back for a moment because it is a little bit long. This is all about parallel universes, maybe crossing over into our own. Now, this story I'm going to read to you is about a woman who woke up on what seemed like an ordinary day. What started as an ordinary day, waking up in bed one morning, evolved into a series of fearful shocks and haunting terror for a desperate woman lost in an alien world, our world. This is a true story, by the way. Not just a story, just in case anybody thought it was, you know. As Lorena Garcia left her bed, she noticed the sheets and bedclothes were strange. She didn't recognize them, still shaking off a last bit of sleep. However, she simply shrugged away the eerie discovery and began her morning routine. But Garcia would soon learn that once she'd left that slightly alien bed, she entered another reality. Her life, her past, everything most precious to her was gone. As she went through the routines of her first day in another universe, she noticed small changes, things out of place, items missing, or items she hadn't purchased. As she later wrote on the internet seeking someone to offer an explanation for her nightmarish dilemma and maybe offering help. One day I woke up and found that everything was different, nothing spectacular or nothing to do with time travel and such things. I woke up in the same year, the same day on which I went to bed, but many things were different. they were small things, but sufficiently important to know that there was a point at which everything was different. Lorena's writings on the internet relating to her story are recounted in the Spanish language site.
Something Spanish? Okay.
Anyway. Not everything was small. Although her car seemed the same, she still worked at the same company she had for 20 years in the same building. She was shocked to learn her department no longer listed her. Her office was now in another department in a completely different part of the building. As the level of strangeness escalated, she dealt with her hesitancy and surprise by telling co-workers she wasn't feeling well. She shares her first day on an alien Earth. 4 months ago, I woke on a normal morning. I was in my rented home where I'd been living for 7 years. Everything was the same except that my bed linen was different and I paid no attention at the time. So I went to work in my car, which is parked where I'd always parked, and it was the same office I'd worked for the last 20 years, but when I got to my department, it wasn't my department. It has the names on the door, and mine wasn't on it. I thought I was on the wrong floor, but no, it was my own floor. I went over to the office's wireless section and looked myself up. I still worked there, but in another department, reporting to a superior I didn't even know. So I went to the department, indicating in the directory, said I was feeling ill, and left. Oh, 1 second, the page has refreshed itself. All the contents of my handbag were the same, my credit cards, my ID, everything, but I didn't recall having changed departments at any time. I went to the doctor and underwent drug and alcohol testing, all clean. I returned to work the next day and I was able to make my way by asking questions and saying that I wasn't feeling well. I've been separated from my partner of 7 years for some 6 months. We broke up and I started a relationship with a fellow from my neighborhood. I know him perfectly well, having been with him for 4 months. I know his name, surname, address, where he works, his son from another relationship, and where he studies. Well, that fellow no longer exists. He appeared to have existed before my jump, but there was no trace of him now. I've hired a detective to find him, and he does not exist. I visited a psychiatrist and it's all been put down to stress. He thinks they're hallucinations, but I know this isn't the case. My former boyfriend is with me as though nothing had happened at all. Apparently we never broke it off. And Augustine, my current boyfriend, appears to have never existed. He doesn't live in the apartment he used to live at, and I cannot find his son. I swear to you, this is true. And I'm very sane. My own family doesn't remember things like surgery performed on my sister's shoulder a few months ago. She says she's never been operated on. Small things to that effect. Yes, just small things. Things like a different job, a loved one that's vanished forever, and another life in the universe that can never be returned to again. You know, it's small, isn't it? As can be imagined, Lorena's traumatic life on this new earth with a boyfriend she'd broken up with in another world is causing her bouts of stress and depression. She ends the story with a plea for help. Please, if someone has a similar experience, please contact me to see what may have happened. I cannot find any pathology that matches my experiences. For 5 months, I've been reading all the theories I've come across, and I'm convinced that there has been a jump between planes or something, a decision or action taken that has caused things to change.
Wow.
What upsets me is that I'm in the same year, not in a different time, and I'm exactly the same. Let me explain. It's as though I had lost my memory 5 months ago and woke up having dreamed these 5 months, with the exception that everyone remembers me during that time and I've done things that I'm not aware of having done. Has anyone had a similar experience? As pranksters and people with a grasp on the truth can refrain from commenting. This is very serious to me. Thank you. Could Lorena, a highly educated woman, be simply hallucinating everything? Perhaps she is suffering from a rare, spatial time-related mental illness. Perhaps not, for she's not alone in her experience. And I can go on to a little, just a little, small story after that one. Shall I continue?
Mm-hmm.
An impossible visitor arrives in Tokyo. A curious incident took place in Tokyo, Japan, during the early 1990s. A man arrived on a flight with a passport from a non-existent country. The man expressed anger and shock when Japanese custom officials detained him. Although the officials checked their records carefully, the passport had been issued by a country that did not exist. No record showed the country had ever existed. Although passports exist issued by non-existent countries, known as camouflage passports, this passport was real and had custom officials' stamps on various pages, including stamps by Japanese customs officials from previous visits. The man was well-traveled, Caucasian, said the country was in Europe and existed for almost 1,000 years. He carried legal currency from several European countries, an international driver's license, and spoke several languages. Finally, he demanded a meeting with higher government authorities. He was convinced some massive practical joke was being played on him. After being detained for almost 14 hours in a small security room at the airport terminal, some government officials took pity on him and transported him to a hotel. They ordered the mystery visitor to wait there until they decided what to do about the matter. From the reports, the Japanese were just as confused and flustered as the mysterious man without a country. Although two immigration officials were posted with instructions not to permit the man to leave his room, the next morning the guards discovered he was gone. The only exit was the door they watched, and the only window had no outside ledge and was 15 stories above a busy downtown street. The authorities launched an intensive manhunt throughout Tokyo for the mysterious traveler, but finally gave up the hunt. The man was never seen again.
Wow. He made it back home.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's pretty crazy, right?
It's very crazy. Very crazy. Let's take this caller. Let's take a caller at 817. And yeah, you take a breath, and I'll take a call, and right. We'll see if we end up with this being any good at all. Everybody, remember, if you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we're talking to the caller at 817. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Crystal. Call from Texas.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. I was calling, well, once I heard the theme of the show, I said, well, I have two things. One is I always, because I was like, okay, this is a perfect time to ask. I always wanted to understand. I have a friend that I was close to in high school, mm-hmm. and we remained kind of close friends, you know, through the years, and it's like over 20 years later. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know why is it that she can actually, and this is a competitive friendship, you know, so it's not
okay.
really friendly. I didn't know that when I was younger, but I figured
right.
it out later.
Right,
and
right.
I'm a type of person that I'm going to be nice to you anyway, but, you know, that type
right.
of person. And so why is she able to, I can pick up on her, and if I say I'm going to be a lawyer, she'll call me and say, well, I'm thinking about going to school to be a lawyer. If I change my mind 5 minutes later and say, oh, I'm thinking about doing counseling, she'll call maybe a month later and say, you know, I'm going to go in counseling. You know, it's that type of thing. Or even I dreamt one time, I called her, I said, I had a dream you're going to get a luxury car. I know it's going to be gray car, I can see it looks like a Lexus truck. I'm not buying a car. I don't want bills. And then a month later, her car gets totaled while it's parked, and
right.
she ends up getting the same car that I saw. And I'm thinking that's a good thing, you know, you
right.
you know that you got someone looking out for you. But she gets very aggravated towards me, and she closed me out on it's a competitiveness on everything. And I'm trying to shut her out of my life. But she keeps being able to peer in to whatever I'm doing, and she wants me to confirm what she's seeing, but I won't confirm it because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I just say,
right.
I don't think so, you know,
right.
because if I say yes, she'll go to school and do exactly what I'm doing, and I don't want to compete. I don't want that.
Right.
So, and I'm picking up on her depression. She's, like, depressed right now, and I can feel all the emotions, and I'm thinking it's me, and then she'll call and she'll say, I'm totally out of it, you know. And this
right.
is like once every 2 months. We don't talk every day. It's like a month, you know, or so that go by because it's a separation that I'm trying to establish because it's not
right.
friendly.
Right.
You know, not on her part. I don't mean anything negative towards her. I just don't want her to be able to get to me anymore. So
yeah.
Do you know what that is? I don't know.
Well, there are. There are. I'm trying to. It's the best way I can describe it is if there's some people feel like we have an invisible cord that connects us to certain people. Now, why you're actually connected to someone that you essentially just really don't seem to like is something else. Now, spiritually, like if we're not talking about what's here in the material realm, we're talking about something that is more metaphysical, you know, something that is more about quantum physics, about the science of things that, you know, that are preternatural, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of feel like you guys are, you know, you might be twins.
I heard that before. I had never heard that. I
yeah.
was like, what is that?
Well, it's just like where like before. I'm gonna explain something to you that's even bigger than this situation right here. Some people believe that we are somewhere else. Like let's say that we're in the Matrix right here, and our real selves, or what we may call our soul selves, are up above someplace. And we're sitting around tables together talking, and you and your friend are like, you know what? I dare you to go to Earth and have this adversity and this issue and want these things, etc. And so you dare her something.
Okay.
And when you finally, and how are we going to know that we're each other? Oh, we'll know each other. We'll know each other because of coincidences, because of whatever, but you guys have known each other for a very long time, so it wasn't like it was hard for you guys to connect. And
okay.
So basically, it's almost like you have competition in another plane, but you're playing it out here in this arena right here. But you don't understand it because, and like I said, I'm giving you like a crash course in this.
Right.
Some people believe that when we're children, we know. Like, and I'm going to give you an example. When I was a kid, I thought I was Chinese. I had no idea what Chinese people were, where China was. I had no idea. But I thought I was Chinese. I would say I was Chinese. And one day when my mother told her, sweetheart, you're not Chinese, I mean, told me, rather, that I'm not Chinese, I was crushed. I mean, she crushed me.
Right.
I mean, she literally shattered my little girl world. And so, you know, it was messed up because I was going around saying it, and she's like, "No, you're not." But anyway, that's
right.
Just showing how close as children we are to where we were before.
Okay, and
so,
I thought I was a native.
I had everything
native, all clothing, everything.
and you didn't really understand it, but that's just really what you were drawn to. So the thing
right.
is, you know, in another life, I mean, you know, not only could you have been twins in one life, but let's say that your last life you were a native, and let's say that she was like a pioneer girl, and something happened and they took you in because maybe they killed your family, and so here you are having a competition with this girl. You see what I'm
right.
saying? But it's carried over here. So it's like you continue to have this competition and you don't understand why, but your task, if you choose to actually fulfill it, is to figure out how to stop competing and to start sharing. But the thing is, I know that that's not really easy. It's not easy, and you can't do it by yourself. And
she has to want to, and I don't think
right.
she wants to. And it's taking her out. I mean, the competition is taking her down, and she
right.
competes with everyone. She tricks everyone out of everything, and then she goes, "Oh, it's not me," and it's everyone runs away from her. You know, like
right.
they end up dropping her. And she, her eyes does not open. And I'm afraid to reach out to her and get done in again. You know, like, oh, she got me again, you know. So
yeah.
I cover her in prayer, but I cannot interact with her because I have a family now. I can't.
And the last thing you want is somebody who feels like they have to compete for everything to be a part of your family. Because I'm going to tell you, I have seen women get up in each other's families and they really hate each other. I have seen, and I'm not talking about them cheating with spouses. I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about them encouraging kids to do wrong things.
That's what she did to me with my children. She told my children, my husband was treating me really nice in front of her, and my children, and they goes, she's not Queen Bee. And my husband goes, whoa. So, you know, she will violate. I would never do that to her.
Yeah.
Violate her. That's not my place at
right.
all. If I don't like it, move along. And
right.
that's my attitude. So,
and you really need to be careful because I'm going to tell you, years ago I had a client. Oh my gosh, the friend she had that was kind of like this version of, but it wasn't like she was trying to be, you know, the queen of the world. This was a woman that was just trying to compete for, you know, compete for scraps. Okay,
mm-hmm.
She actually like encouraged this other woman's daughter to, you know, go off to school someplace that was far off and date all these different guys. The girl came
mm-hmm.
back within a semester pregnant. You know what I mean? Just
mm-hmm.
basically was telling her to just go on and get her freak on wherever she was. And so,
exactly.
And who's left dealing with this? And this little girl's life is ruined. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because she's 17, you know, having a kid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's,
so,
and
that,
I have a lot of people around me like that, even relatives right now here. They're all, I kind of isolate myself now because I let one of my relatives take my daughters out, and I knew what she was going to do. And as soon as she took her out to restaurants, she goes, your mom can't afford to take you to restaurants like this. And I would never, when you have decent parents, they're raising their children, if they couldn't afford to take them to the restaurant and you are a relative and you can't, I feel like, well, you take them and experience that. But you don't tell a child that they have decent parents. And they're working hard just because they can't afford that certain restaurant that, you know, it's terrible. They're terrible. These are the people that I have immediately around me. And I'm
right.
like, why? You know, and I'm trying to isolate myself in order to, you know, protect the children.
Right.
And then once I get, you know, them on their feet as adults, then they can make their choices at that point. But.
You're surrounded with people that kind of seem like
they're negative people. And my husband had to open his eyes. He's just starting to open his eyes. At first he was throwing it off, and then I told him just to listen, just observe, just take it in.
Watch.
And now he's like, oh my God, they are like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know. That was, you know, the reason why I was calling was I said, well, let me ask her that because it's been on my heart so heavy. And,
So you're bringing things forward. You know, there's you know, sometimes there's like, I guess the best way to put it is there's dares made, you know what I mean, in
mm-hmm.
other places. And when you come forward with those things, with whatever your pre-agreements are, because that's really what it is. It's about agreements that we made before we got here.
Right.
to sort out. But the thing is, now it's trickling down into your children. And so you're being put into a position where you can either let these people continue to humor your kids but insult you, or you can pull your kids away from them and make them feel like, why don't you let us have these things? You know, kids are going to be asking you, why can't
right.
we hang out with her? Why can't we do that? Why don't you want
mm-hmm.
us to have a good time? Why are you so jealous? And it's just like people toss around that word jealous, and I hate
mm-hmm.
that word. And
right.
and hate is a strong word to use. And
that's
I hate
what they
the
told
word
me I
jealousy.
Was jealous. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, in order for someone to be jealous, there has to be something that they have that you really want.
And I have what
is,
they want.
And if you have the children, you have the happy marriage, you have
mm-hmm.
You know, you're healthy. You have and so whatever it is they're trying to destroy, it's basically they're putting seeds of doubt into the people that care for you and even the people you're supposed to care for. So it's a challenge. And unfortunately, I mean, sometimes the people that are supposed to be there to care for us are the worst ones, you know, our families. So
exactly. I'm like, am I going to ever come out of this, Nunu? Am I going to ever be, like, happy, like, you know, feeling more empowered because my finances are, I guess that's making me feel more vulnerable because the finances are not there. And, you know, what I used to be able to do is to escape a little bit, you know, go shopping or whatever. Now I'm not able to do that, and I'm, like, shutting people off. And I'm like, am I on the right path to cut them off, to cut the twin off? You know, because I feel like I'm obligated as a parent when I sign that contract to honor those souls and to teach them properly.
Well, that's,
you know.
Well, you know, but you, the thing is, though, this is the deal, and because we want to keep this very, very simple. We want to keep this super, super simple for you.
Okay.
Every day is a different day, and you have to wake up each day, and if you have to sit around with your children as a family and hold hands and manifest the day together, pray together, whatever you want to call it. But we call it manifesting the day together. You turn to one person, you say, I want you to have all A's today. And she turns to the next person and says, I want you to have this. You go around the circle and everybody says what you want. You say it to the left, maybe even say it to the right, what you want each person to have that day. Because
okay.
this is going to strengthen your bond with each other. And then you're going to have to find new ways to burn off your steam. You know, shopping is a very empty hobby.
Okay.
Because you get your Coach bag, and then you realize that, oh my goodness, I got this one. It's cute. It's red. But you know what? I got to get a black one. You know, so
you just
drop $400 on a purse that you can't appreciate because you want the darker one now. And it's a very, very, very empty, very empty hobby. So it's time for you to do some things that are free. One of the things that Bill said to me one time, he's like, you know, exercise is free. And I was just like,
okay,
shut up. You know, I'm thinking, I didn't say it out loud because I've never told him to shut up. So don't.
Right, I know.
I'm just saying, you know, in my mind, I'm like, ugh, you know what? But it's true. And so there's things that you guys can be doing together that are free.
Okay.
And when they look back at it, they'll be like, how come they'll be asking other people, well, you mean you never just went to the park and just threw the Frisbee around with your parents? What?
Right.
You know, and just because there's things that, as long as you're together, you can do those things together. It doesn't have to be expensive restaurants. It can be hot dogs and beans. But the thing is, it's about everybody doing it together. And I know that sometimes kids can't necessarily appreciate that, but I promise you, It's later. It's about the echo. It's about the echo of those things. And some of the best times that people have, you know, in the country are you know, taking baths in a bucket of water that was set outside to catch rainwater. You know, was getting crawdads or crawfish rather out of the creek and then smoking them and cooking them up and everybody sucking the little meat out. You know what I mean? Some of the best times people had were, you know, swatting away mosquitoes and watching fireflies. And that stuff
you
is
sound,
free.
That sounds like my hometown from Florida. So when you're saying that, that's when they're happy. My kids go home for the summer, and they love it. And that's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
It's simple.
And that's simple. The stuff that's free. And all these other things where people are bitter and they're looking at each other and they're evil and they're talking about each other's hair and their shoes and their purses and their shoes look all run over and pants look tight and you can see the bat fat under the bra. You know what? That's just stuff that is just, it makes you paranoid. It makes you crazy and it's not important.
Exactly. And that's why I stay away. And that's, if I interact, like, you know, right now they're having a big party tonight, they want me to come, and I don't want to go because that is the atmosphere.
Don't go. Don't.
And
don't.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. refused to do it. You know, my sister was in a debutante. I didn't do that stuff. I mean, if
me either.
She was in a sorority, I don't care. You know, I guess I was always, you know, lucky enough to be able to see that there's certain things that it doesn't matter what you do, those people are going to have something to say. And I didn't really like them anyway. And so I just made my own family and my own friends from, you know, whatever it is that people that appreciated me for me. And it's not always easy because I did, you know, we do mess up. We do mess up. We want people to like us and we mess up. But what it boils down to is I feel really lucky to have been able to be able to discern at least a little bit.
Right.
You know, between who would really care and who wouldn't. And I know that, but you know, sometimes the clock runs out on some friendships and, but it's okay to be able to walk away.
Right. And that's what I want to do. I guess I wanted it's okay that I walk away from her. I heard this twin thing and I was like, I don't know what that is, but I wanted to walk away, but bless her at the same time. I don't wish her any harm. I just want to not be aggravated.
You can't do it anymore. And if you want an easy life, and this is something that's not simple. And so what you do is you set her free. You don't have to call her up and say, setting you free, Niecy. See you when I see you. You don't have to do that. But what you do is you just, you know, you basically just say, you know what? Put some cinnamon in your hand and say, I'm letting her go and blow it out into the wind. And when she comes back around, she'll come back around in a way where she really needs you. But you got to be cautious because she's the kind of person that really does bite and rip off the hand that feeds her.
Exactly. She does to everyone. And I said, her brother is reaching out to me. And I said, she's done it to him. And I could discern that. And he wants other people back around because he's able to see who she really is now, her own brother. And he wants to integrate us back, you know, so he can get a break. And I'm like, no, I'm not falling for that anymore. That is he needs to deal with her. And I just blessed him. And I said, God bless her, mind, get her peace in her heart. And I don't want that type of person to burn my energy anymore.
Right.
I don't need to be distracted with that anymore. Because I have a good heart. I know that. I love people. And I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that. So I have to shield. I know I have to protect that. That's a gift, too. So I have to protect it. To me, I have to be responsible to stay on that, you know, that vibration. I want to stay there. So, I thank you for talking to me, but it really did help, too, because I'm like, I feel a lot lighter, clearer, and I know God will continue to talk to me and show me, give me a deeper revelation about it as time goes, as long as I stay pure at heart about it.
Good. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for listening. And, you know, remember, we're the Broken Earth Radio Show. You can find us on Facebook. We are looking for people to just like the page, and we're going to be doing like a free 30-minute reading when we get a certain amount of, you know, likes on the page. So, and we're here every Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's take a break. Is that good with you?
That's fine. I was going to say... it's all right, the moon.
Okay, well, we'll take a quick break, and we do have some more callers in the queue, and we will get to you. But we're going to listen to a nice little song, and then we're going to come back because we want to talk about some of the things that we've been aiming to talk about today. This is Broken Earth Radio Show.
Sorrow and grief, a pall with six white horses.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. If anybody wants to give us a call, the number to call in is 347-215-8421. Today's topic is forbidden knowledge, Earth secrets, mysteries of this young planet. Bill?
Yeah.
What's on your mind? You're awfully quiet over there.
Well, something I was going to say with the last caller, just quickly. I didn't want to say anything because it would have got this conversation started up again. I know we had other people. But what I was going to say was realization. Sometimes I think to myself, realization is half the battle. I like realizing the negativity of somebody or somebody's effect they're having on you. And the rest of the battle is you making the choice from that realization. And it's up to her, and I think the right choice for her would have been to change her phone number. but just to cut that person off, if somebody's negativity is messing with your positivity and you have the opportunity to change that, then I think that's the right thing to do, you know? She didn't know her or anything, and she wasn't gaining anything from it. So I think that was the right thing to do. But like I said, realization is halfway there, because a lot of people are blind to these things, and one day they wake up, open their eyes and see the situation for what it is, so it's better sooner rather than later. One of the things I was going to talk about was in Egypt, the Temple of Abydos, there's a tablet on one of the ceilings, on like one of the ceiling supports.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably look this up on the internet, but these buildings are thousands of years old. I think they're actually a lot older than what the general population think they are. First of all, by counting the layers of silt from each year of the Nile flooding. Somebody counted just up to the top of one of these buildings, they counted that there was, I can't remember, but it was like tens of thousands of layers just to the top of the building, representing one is each year for each time the Nile floods, and it creates a layer.
Right.
So that would indicate it's tens of thousands of years old, and that's just up to the top of the building. That doesn't count further down.
Building it and the time before.
Yeah. So, but if you have a look in this tablet, it's actually down as the Temple of Osiris. So I don't know what the difference is there with that. But it clearly shows the picture of a helicopter, what looks like an aeroplane and possibly a tank or a battleship. But it's very clear. You can see what these are. I mean, how would they have known? How do they know this? Why would they have created a carving in stone of these machines, which would have come around thousands of years after it was created? Could it have been through a psychic vision, or could it have been things that had already been before? Because there's also evidence of the world being reset over and over. And there's also signs of atomic bombs that have been set off, and they're about 50,000 years old. There's human skeletons, which are about 300 million years old, judging by the rock that they're under. There's also, I tell you what's interesting, is these spheres are found in South Africa, metal spheres, with what looks like someone's created grooves around the outside of them, like around the equator, like three grooves. So they look man-made, but they've been dated to 2.8 billion years old.
Wow.
So it makes you think, where do they come from? Was there something before this? How many times has the Earth been reset? And how many times have we destroyed ourselves and having to start again? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's also somewhere there's information about a fossilized hammer or pickaxe. If you have a look at the Origins of Man, Charlton Heston on YouTube, there's a lot of information about unusual artifacts, you know, that shouldn't exist. There's a fossilized human finger that somebody found, and upon X-ray in it, it shows a bone in there as well. So it's not just a rock, which looks like it's a human finger.
It really is.
The bone in there, and it's dated to about 110 million years ago. There's another one here that I read briefly. I missed this one before, but there's a Neanderthal skull, which was discovered in 1921, which was discovered for 60 feet below the ground. And it has got, upon examination, it shows that the skull had been pierced by a high-velocity projectile similar to a bullet in the temple area. And it wasn't done afterwards. It shows that it was the cause of death, which looks like it had been shot. Just having a look. Yeah, so that's, I mean, I only just read that a few minutes ago. One of the things that Charlton Heston talks about on his Origins of Man program, talks about, you know, they find mammoths, frozen mammoths.
Right.
In Antarctica. Well, they've, upon autopsy of some of them, they found to have, like, buttercups still in the stomachs, which would indicate that these mammoths were grazing on foliage and that.
Right.
And then suddenly something's caused them to freeze suddenly with their food still in their bellies and only been frozen till today for them to be found. And he thinks it indicates that there was a polar shift which would have suddenly caused the place where the plants and foliage and the mammoths were to shift up to the North Pole, and to freeze suddenly, because there wouldn't have been any other explanation I can think of where, because obviously Antarctica is just covered in snow, that the plants can't grow there.
Correct.
So it's been eaten foliage, and there's been a sudden freeze of some sort and killed them, you know. So,
unless something froze them. Like someone deliberately froze them.
Could be.
Froze the area.
Could be the case.
You know.
But there's a lot of information on there. There's a couple of different sections to that origins of man. But if you're interested in more forbidden archaeology, have a look at Michael Caremo. That's Caremo. He's got a couple of books. And I think this kind of information is, I think it's like impossible information, what we believe to be impossible. Impossible
right.
information, impossible artifacts. And it does make you wonder, you know. There's also supposed to be footprints, dinosaur footprints, preserved in stone with human footprints preserved right next to them. There's cave drawings from thousands of years ago with depicting like natives riding on the back of dinosaurs, specifically a triceratops.
Mm-hmm.
And using it for, as you would, like cattle and that, you know.
Right.
And how would they have known about it if they were dead 65 million years ago, unless some had survived a thousand years ago, they were still using them with agriculture, you know. But
wow.
A lot of things to make you think.
Yeah. Well, let's take this call, and this will be our last call that we take, but we'll keep it short because we want to give a good closeout tonight, and we want to be able to send people off with the Desiderata. I don't remember if we were able to do that last week. I know that I wasn't able to do that in the show with Leslie. And if anybody wants to hear a really, really, really good show, if you missed the Halloween night show, it was absolutely wonderful.
That'll be because of the intro created by our sound producer.
I love that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's good at what he does.
But let's take this call at 256. And then that'll be the last call we take, and then we will, you know, have a good closeout. You know, try to keep this call about 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. 256. Wait a minute.
Hello.
Hi, 256. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
I'm Louise Chambers, and I live in Front Side of Bama. I want you to tell me about my life, about some of my stuff.
Okay, Elise, is there a question you have? Because we only have a couple of minutes. Is there a question that you have?
Just a couple of words, you know.
Okay, I mean, is there a certain subject that you really want to focus on? You know, so that
yes,
you
ma'am,
have...
it is.
Okay, okay,
yes,
well, that's
my husband.
You want to talk about your husband?
What do you think about him? Do you know anything? He loves me?
That you want to know if your husband loves you. What's your husband's
right.
name?
Louis, Don Chambers.
His name is Don?
Elbert. Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay. Is he a very quiet man?
No.
He's not quiet?
He talks
okay.
a lot.
He does? Okay. Well, I mean, because I'm looking at an extremity, like an extreme. So I'm just trying to see what angle of extremities we're looking at. So he's not a quiet person.
I've been married to him 40 years.
Okay. Okay.
And
so he's extremely
And we've
vocal.
Been married 40 years and I'm psychic myself.
Mm-hmm.
I see things.
Okay.
I see dead people. And I want to know, can you say how he treat me in your mind? Your psychic, you said you was.
Okay.
Just that much, you know.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing here is, I am kind of seeing that you guys, like I said, I'm seeing an extremity on his side. And but it's extremely different from you. So, I'm seeing you as someone that really comes across as kind of like, everyone's mom, someone that is very caring of other people. And because we're talking about extremity, I'm seeing a man here who is not like you at all.
Right.
Okay.
My husband ain't like me.
Right. So I'm not
saying
that
he's for people, but.
Right, right.
I love people, and I hope he's still there. And I see dead people. I can't sleep at night. And he smarted me off a lot. You know what I'm saying? He don't believe
in it. Right, right.
And he smarted me off and things like that. And I can touch people and tell them if they die or not. I can see it. And things like that. And I can't sleep at night. My eyes is black. I have nightmares. And things like that. Can you help me out, ma'am?
Well, what I want to suggest that you do, because remember, we don't have a lot of time, and this is something that is bigger than just 3 minutes. But what I suggest that you do is I suggest that you get yourself a good salt base set up. Get yourself some sea salt. Put about a quarter of an inch in a shot glass. Put some water in that. Because what we need to start doing is we need to start directing this negativity or this darkness that is surrounding you, we need to start getting that directed into a neutral place. And if we can get it absorbed inside of that salt, whenever that salt dissolves, you pour that water out and you do it again. But if there's ever a point
where... Where you pour it out at, ma'am?
Just down the sink.
Where you pour it out
at? In the sink or in the toilet?
Oh, get some salt and pour it in the sink.
No, I'm saying to put the salt in the shot glass, about a quarter of an inch of salt in the shot glass. Then put water in that glass so that you'll have salt water in a little glass. And when that salt dissolves, you pour that out and you do it again. You always want to keep salt water present. And when if something is to happen and the water dissolves and the salt looks funny, that means that there's a lot of negative stuff that's coming at you, okay? But that's a good way, that's a good basic way to get started, and we need to you always want to start anything off with that before you start doing anything else. So get your salt set up, and we're on every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern time, and we'll see how you're doing with just the salt, and we'll start seeing if we need to start adding on candles and that sort of thing too. Okay. All right, it's been really good talking to you, and I hope you have a good week.
Good talk to you, too.
Okay, darling. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, too, dear.
I'll see if I can send some positive energy away to help us sleep a bit better tonight.
Yeah, because it's not good not being able to sleep. It's not good at all. Well, this has been a fun show. We didn't have too many calls about, cryptozoology but we did have that, that good call about, just sort of like how the universes or just lives are weaving in and just that was a nice, good way to kind of touch on things, a very good way to touch on things. We probably need to continue the topic next week.
Yeah, that's right. We should do.
We usually have a pretty good turnout when people have listened to the call on demand. I mean the show on demand, and then are able to kind of think about some things that are going on with them. So I think it would be good for us to do next week.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have some more things to talk about.
Yeah, we always do, don't we?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you wanted to add?
I don't think so. Like I said, I haven't there's more information I can pull together for next week, but to be honest with you, at the moment, I'm pretty worn out.
You are? Well, you've had a big, long work day.
Sleepy.
Are you sleepy?
Yeah. So, I think I got pretty much everything I mentioned in the show that I wanted to, and I hope people found it interesting and it opened some people's eyes and got some people intrigued, and I've led them to some interesting information that they can look up for themselves, you know.
Yeah, I really want to hear some more about these dimensions, like, you know, the other dimensions, or just, you know, people that have traveled from you know, parallel universe to universe, because I really do believe in that. I remember one time asking my sixth grade teacher, do you believe in parallel universes? And I don't even remember what we were talking about, but she was saying something, and she's like, is there anything that anybody has any questions about? Is there anything anybody wants to talk about? And that's what I said. I was such a weird kid, which I guess has made me into.
Maybe I should say that to my manager next time. If there's any questions. Any questions? Do you believe in parallel universes?
A universe where I don't work here?
Reptilians going to get me when I'm sleeping?
But the thing is, she was an old woman. But she actually did sit back and say, you mean like time travel? And we actually sat back and had, you know, a decent sixth grade-ish type conversation about that sort of thing. So that was... I got to give her that.
I was going to say something then. My mind's gone blank. Oh, that was it. I need to find, this was years ago, I need to find the same website again, but you'll find this really interesting, about real-life glitches.
Huh.
Glitches in the real life, and there was one person's account, so that was a website. I don't know whether I'll be able to find it again. I have tried to in the past, but it's disappeared. So I think they are quite rare to find the information of people's life glitches on the internet. You know, like as you would in a game or something, but happening in real life. So I need to find that, and maybe I'll have that for the next show.
Okay. All right, that's awesome. That's pretty exciting. Well, you know what? We're going to put you to bed.
Okay. But if please give us some feedback about the show.
Yeah.
If you enjoy it or if you think it's rubbish. you know, drop me an email if you need any physical healing. Bill Doyle at live.com. Or if you just want to chat.
If you want to reach us, period, too, remember to add us, or to like us, rather, on your Facebook. It's Broken Earth Radio Show. You can also like us through Psychic Nunu. Or Bill, like Bill said, reach him at BillDoyle@live.com. And
I was going to say, but if anybody wants to listen to hypnotic meditation relaxation, just put in relaxation and Bill Doyle into YouTube, and it should come up there on the Psychic Nunu channel, isn't it?
I think it's under Psychic Nunu.
Yeah, that's all right. So check that out.
Everybody knows it's you. It's not me, Bill. Everybody knows it's you. I don't sound like you.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Also, if you're looking for any sort of spell work, personalized, get in touch with Marissa or Leslie at Power of You, Practical Magic, at gmail.com. And we need to hurry up and run this out. Everybody, it's been wonderful today, and we'll see you next week, same time.
Bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.